Hey, brave one. Welcome to another episode of the Aware and Prepared podcast. I'm your host, Mandy Pratt, a trained domestic violence victim advocate, self-defense teacher, and professional speaker who helps those feeling vulnerable learn emotional self-defense and how to be street smart. You deserve to live in peace and safety. Stick around to hear safety tips that will help us enjoy empowered lives. Let's leave worry behind so we can be savvy, aware, and prepared. Hey, welcome back to the Aware and Prepared podcast. We're continuing on in our series, How to Stay Safer When Out and About. So today we're going to continue talking about driving and shopping and being out, staying safe when you're in your car or by your car. I talk a lot about car door locks because when you go to the store and you lock your car, go in the store, and you come back out, if there's somebody, you know, wandering the parking lot who wants to do somebody harm, if they happen to see you go in, they know, oh, there's a lady coming back to this car, so I'm going to keep an eye on her car. So when you come back, I would just be mindful of which locks you are unlocking in your car. So first of all, make sure it's safe, right? There's nobody like suspicious looking hanging outside of your car. And then if that's the case, I would only unlock my driver's side door when I'm by myself, because if somebody suspicious is in a car next to me that I can't see yet or something, it's easy for them to open their car and jump into my front passenger or back passenger if it's unlocked. So I don't just walk up to my car and like unlock all the doors. I used to, but now I don't. So I only unlock the door that I need. And again, I've kind of paid attention and made sure that nobody suspicious is in my car or around my car. If that were the case, then if somebody was suspicious but they weren't in my car, then I could wait a minute, or I could ask like a clerk to come out and just make sure I'm okay and I get in the car right. You could do that. Once you get in the car, lock the door. So a lot of times we will get back into our car and then we'll fidget around for a second with our shopping bag or our phone or whatever. So it's important to just, as soon as you get in, lock your door. Ideally, that's not really the place that we're checking our phone. Like, we can go drive to another parking lot right there, another space, and check our phone if we need to. All right, let's talk about loading your car. So I have some stick-up mirrors in the back of my car. So when it's open, my lift gate is open and I'm loading up groceries. I have these little mirrors that show me who's behind me. So a lot of times I forget to check them, but I know that they're there. So it's an option for me to have. And you can just buy those off Amazon. They're super cheap and little and easy. And if I remember, I'll put them in the show notes. If you're loading in the passenger area, I don't recommend like leaning all the way in, because it's easy to be pushed in and then somebody can take control. So you could always keep one foot on the floorboard so you have some leverage, right? That makes it easy for you to push back out. And again, the typical don't be distracted, right? So try to have your hands free. And you could use your shopping cart as a buffer between you and somebody else. So you can keep that there. I've seen other instances where other moms have shared that they, when they're loading up their kids, that they put the shopping cart. So you got the door open and then the shopping cart, so nobody can touch you, right? And you can always let your kids know, hey, if you see somebody coming up behind mommy or daddy, you know, please let me know. And they can tell you, mommy, some guy's running up from behind. So we can talk about that with our kids. All right, that completes our series on staying safe when out and about. So a recap from today's episode is, number one, be mindful when you're coming back to your car, and only open your door if you're by yourself, if it's safe to do so. Number two, if it's not feeling safe and there's some suspicious activity out there, you can wait a minute or so and see if that person or those people go away, or you could ask the clerk in the store for some help. Number three is lock and go. When you come back in and you get in safely, lock the door, just go. You can check your phone somewhere else. Number four, you might choose to use those little stick-up mirrors in the back of your car at the lift gate. So when it's open and it's up, the mirrors are there and you can see behind you. Number five, it's important to load your car without distractions. And if something happens and you're not safe, make sure to call 911. When you're loading the passenger area of your car, don't lean all the way in. You can keep your foot on the floorboard for some leverage. And next, you can use a shopping cart for a buffer. If you're loading up something in the car, or say you're loading your kiddos, you can train them to alert you if somebody's coming up behind you while your back is out to the public and you're helping your child get into their seat. So that wraps it up. See you next week. Stay safe. Thanks for being a fan of the Aware and Prepared podcast. Show it some love by leaving a review. And don't forget to hit follow so you can catch future episodes. To book me to speak and transform your audience, go to my website, awareandprepared.life, L-I-F-E. To join my VIPs who get each episode's lessons learned, resource links, and more sent directly to you, sign up is also at my website, where you'll find a free gift when you do. The link is in the show notes. I'll talk with you next week. Remember, you are worthy of a safe and peaceful life.